Hello?
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Stanfield. How are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm doing well, thank you. My name is X, and I'm calling from Forsyth Houses. I'm Forest Assistant. I'm just giving you a quick call. I got the official purchase agreement signed from Forest, so congratulations. I just wanted to give you a call to introduce myself, that I'm going to be the transaction coordinator for, this file. And, just wanted to let you know that I will be the point of contact for you as you work to buy your house.
Okay.
I work closely with Forest and also the attorneys to ensure that we close on time and just keep an open communication with everyone. That being said, Forrest told me this morning that, he wanted to do a walkthrough and that I'll have to reach out to your neighbor to schedule that. So I wanted to see if there's a way that I can, get the contact information so he can schedule that with your neighbor.
His name is Greg, and he stays in 213 right next door.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have his number at this time, but he has the key, and he'll be able to walk through with you.
Okay. So you don't have his contact information. I was just wondering, how can we get in touch? Should we just is he always at the house?
No, he goes to work at 5:00.
Okay, 5 a.m. and
at 5 p.m. he goes to work.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So he's there in the morning.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I was just hoping that we can set that up with him. But if you don't have the contact information, how can I instruct Forrest? Should he just knock at the door or?
Yeah, just knock at his door and tell him that he's here to look at the house that I sent him, and he already know.
Okay.
I had his number, but I was traveling, and I don't know what happened to the number. But he has the key.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's all right. I guess he is available all day from Monday to Friday, or in case that we want to take a look on a weekend, he's also available. I just don't want it to disturb him, and also
right.
Forrest. So, okay. Well, I will definitely let Forrest know, but that's just it. First, we wanted to get access to the property so Forrest can take a look at it. And I've got the agreement. What I'm going to do is I will start this title process for now. So you might receive a letter or maybe a phone call from the attorney's office or from the title company, and then just a regular basis, I will update you, usually a week. But of course, if you have questions, feel free to save my number and give me a call.
Okay. Your name is Alex, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And let me ask you, Alex, how does the transaction go? How does the process go?
So right now, what's going to happen is that I will have to schedule a time, or either Forrest will actually walk through the property, but in reference to just the paperwork, I will reach out to the title process and request a title from them. And then once it's back, once it's all clear, then that's the time that we can move forward with the closing. I do see here that upon your signed agreement, the close date will be April the 18th or on or before that. So that is how many weeks from now? I believe 3 weeks from now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I still got a few things I need to get out of there and whatnot.
Oh, okay. Do you need more? You need time to vacate or to walk through the property before? I mean, I guess that's totally fine. You have the keys. So, yeah.
And After that, well, how does the closing process go?
So for the closing process, usually the title company will be the one who's going to reach out to you on that. It would ask you if you would want it a check or, you know, for the money to be wired to your account. It's definitely your preference, but what's going to happen is they will hold the money, and then they'll be the one who's going to distribute the money upon closing.
Okay. Okay. All right. And how long does it take for that? For them
So we're hoping really to really close by the 18, or if there's a way that we can do it earlier than that, then that's totally great. Usually they will communicate with you on what's going to be the best time to close or what date are you available to sign the paperwork. But we are, you know, just aiming by the 18th to close. I mean, if we can close before that, that's totally great. But this is just the end of agreement that we have here. Close date, that was it.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All righty. Well, if you don't have any questions, I will let you go for now. And then I'll just give you an update if, you know, we cannot get a hold of. You said Greg is his name.
Yes.
Okay. We'll try to reach out to Greg. I'll let Force know that you don't have his number, and he'll have just to knock the door. Force is at an event right now, so it might be next week that we will be able to visit the property.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much as well, Mr. Sandfield. I appreciate your time, and I hope you have yourself a great weekend.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh.